For migratory birds like these mallards, springtime means the long trek north. If that trip is like a long car ride, the Illinois River is a major freeway, and the Forbes Biological Research Station is a rest stop. The small research facility is nestled deep in the bend of the Illinois River north of Havana, about halfway between Chicago and St. Louis. The secluded area is the perfect place for Dr. Steve Havera and his staff to study river habitat. They do research on everything from the effects of river siltation to the migration of hundreds of kinds of waterfowl. Havera says problems that face birds are often signs of larger problems that face the environment.
If you don't have a certain type of duck, whether it's a lesser scalp or a pileated woodpecker or other birds that we used to have large numbers of, or the bald eagle, there's a reason for that.
Havera leads the way across an old rickety wooden bridge to the top of a bluff that overlooks the river. The 150-foot crossing over a deep ravine is nerve-wracking. Havera says they hope to replace the bridge next summer, but for now, it's a reminder of the modest budget of the state-run facility. After crossing the bridge, you can see several backwater areas. They're divided up by tall grasses, marshlands, and barrier islands. The din of the birds is almost deafening, even though there aren't that many around today. Havera says even though many of the birds are only around for a few weeks, understanding them is critical.
Well, we all drink water, we breathe air, and the soil produces food. So our life support system, soil, water, and air, are important to us. And by looking at waterfowl populations and how they're responding, it's kind of an indication how our society can move forward and live and be accustomed to the quality of life we have.
Havera says while many migrating birds have disappeared over the years, the station has made great strides to help others. He says research at the Forbes Biological Research Station was instrumental in learning more about lead poisoning and the dangers of DDT.
Some of the work we've done on lead poisoning in waterfowl, for example, has set national policy in doing away with using lead shot for sport hunting of waterfowl. So we've saved thousands of waterfowl lives, not only in the North America, but in Europe and Australia and other countries. So it's very rewarding when some of the work you do sets a policy or has impact to policy that down the road benefits not only our natural resources, but our human society.
The research from the Forbes station is used by scientists all over the Great Lakes region to assemble a more complete picture about the birds that migrate north. Jeff Lawrence is the waterfowl director for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. He says what makes the station different than others in the Great Lakes region is its age. The station was founded in 1894. Lawrence says having data that goes back that far gives researchers a long-term perspective.
Without that long-term monitoring and understanding, it's very difficult for us to understand what's going on today. We'll see a short-term problem or crisis that we need to respond to right now, and without really understanding what's went into that, it's difficult for us to make a proper decision.
While the Forbes Research Station staff spends much of its time tracking long-term trends in migrating waterfowl, some experts say their real value is more short-term. Bill Mathis is a professor of biology at Bradley University. He says the station's annual headcount has a more immediate effect on the migrating birds' well-being.
Basically because a lot of hunting quotas are set based on what kind of data that these people are returning to those folks who set the hunting quotas.
Since spring is almost over, these birds will soon leave the Forbes Biological Research Station. But the summer won't be quiet for the staff here. Dr. Steve Havera will then begin preparing for the busiest time of year, the fall migration of these same birds back south. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull in Peoria, Illinois.